You've waited all week, and now the wait is over. It's the only unfiltered media podcast in America. This is Trash Talk on WEEI.com. Here he is, your boy, Blind Mike. Blind Mike.
The voice of the streets, back with you. The only media gossip podcast in America. I get confused now that we have an actual intro, because I think it sounds like it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
So I think, ooh, this is something I'd listen to, and then I realize, oh, it's just...
utter disappointment.
It's just me talking.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Trash Talk back with you.
Hi.
My seeing eye man and producer with me as always, Dan Watkins.
Yep.
How are you, buddy? I don't know why I pretend like we didn't see each other for an hour before this.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of a podcast. Yeah. You know, you're supposed to...
We get
the formalities out of the way.
Oh, how are you? Good. Long time no see, Dan.
The people might think that we just show up here at the same time.
Right. So, some news last night. You know, there's a world crisis going on, Dan. I don't know if you heard. Players across America have been kneeling.
Right.
And it's been
we
a real tragedy.
I thought we were done with this.
No, I guess not.
No. Nope.
Well, we absolutely should have been.
Yep.
I don't get the deal. Oh, the NFL made a rule yesterday that players that don't want to kneel can stay in the locker room. Well, they shan't be seen nor heard.
Yep.
If you have any beliefs at all, shut the fuck up and stay inside, because no one wants to hear from you. That's the world we live in now, apparently. No one gave a shit about this, but the world we live in now, you look at ratings for everything and they think, well, why are the NFL ratings lower this year than they have been in years past? It can't be because people are canceling cable left and right. You can't look at the fact that Sunday Night Football is still the highest rated program on television and say, well, maybe people just aren't watching television as much, but percentage wise, about the same amount. No, it's that, apparently, because Donald Trump is president,
yep.
people don't like kneelers, those pesky kneelers. And that has to be the reason for the NFL's issues. I don't get it. Michael Wilbon shed some light on it. And I'll let Michael Wilbon say his piece, because I think I agree with him overall. But as often is in media these days, it's a little hypocritical.
As a group, it does not surprise me that the owners would rather do anything to say, we're not having this, son. Let's get this behind us. They don't want their image tarnished, and that's the way they feel about it.
So
they're protecting their bottom line.
Right.
They're protecting their business, which they absolutely do have the
right to protect their business. Here's my problem. People who say that, and it's usually the opposite side. That's my real problem with the kneeling thing, because I don't agree with people who kneel, really. I think their message is convoluted and it's gotten lost, and it's people who think they're kneeling for a cause that aren't really getting their point across. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I also believe you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want short of harming people in this country.
Right.
I think if you want to kneel down or sit down or roll around on the ground, you can do that. And you know why I feel that? A, because it's in our fucking constitution, but and more importantly, I think, because most of the people in that stadium when the national anthem is being sung are taking a piss or buying hot dogs or scrolling through their fucking cell phones. They're not paying attention, but then they act like they're patriots when they get a chance to say, this is outrageous. I can't believe these players are kneeling for a cause that, as a white person, I just don't understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. And I'm not usually one to play that card. I don't get why those guys are kneeling. That doesn't mean they shouldn't be doing it. I don't give a fuck if they kneel. Kneel all you want.
You know, and Mike, and too, I feel like we were over this.
We were.
I feel like we were over this, and it's like the same
NFL thing. Brought it back up, and now what's going to happen? I guarantee, and I hope I'm not wrong. Well, my guarantees have been pretty wrong lately. Baker Mayfield on the Patriots yet?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
he went number one though.
Yeah, right. They were going to go after him. I told you. I guarantee that this will happen, and I hope they don't puss out. But what I think will happen now is now the players are going to kneel again.
Yeah.
I think it was over. They were all kind of standing. There was no one knelt in the Super Bowl, right?
I think we heard about that. Yeah. No.
So it was over. Essentially, you'd get a few players.
Didn't they not show the sidelines during the anthem?
You might be right.
Didn't they?
I can't really remember.
Yeah.
But either way, it would have been a big story. If we saw players kneeling, it would have been a bigger story. It was kind of, it kind of became a non-issue.
Right. I saw Wednesday on Twitter that there was a lot of players saying, like, you know, guys that were not planning on doing anything, that had done stuff in the past, they weren't going to do anything this year, and then this stuff came out this week that now they're going to do it again.
Right.
And it's the same exact thing as when Trump said the sons of bitches line last year in November or whatever, and that's what made the whole big one that one weekend. But then as you saw weeks go on, it kind of went back to, okay, not as many people. There still was going to be a couple guys that were going to do it, but it went back down. It kind of went back.
Right.
You know.
So, but here's what I hope the players do first is I hope they all fucking kneel now. Just to say, fuck you. You're not going to tell us what we can and can't do. You're not going to make a rule that says I'm not allowed to kneel.
Yeah.
Am I in fourth grade?
Right.
Shut the fuck up. I'm an adult. I'll sit down and take my pants off if I want to.
Well, that yeah.
if I violate the dress code. I know. I understand.
All right.
But what I'm saying is, short of, you know, complete public indecency and hurting anyone, you should be able to express yourself however the fuck you want. They're adults. They're being paid a lot of money because they're entertainers. Let them entertain. If they think they're sending some sort of message, let them do it. And if people disagree, that's your right to disagree with them. You shouldn't be a fucking... We coddle babies too often in this world now. And it's usually... That's my biggest fucking problem with this, is that now it's the Trump supporters and the alt-right and these guys that for years... I defended, and I was on the side of, because they were always, hey, you're taking Trump out of context on this shit. Hey, you're taking this comedian out of context. It's a joke. The guy's telling a joke. The guy's just giving an opinion. Fucking lay off him. Don't attack him. Now, the second you do something they don't like, it's the same fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
I forget if it's Trey Parker or Matt Stone, one of the South Park guys, has a brilliant quote of the far right and the far left are the same person eating themselves alive. And that's obviously true, because every time something like this comes up, you know, Michelle Wolf says something you don't like at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a few weeks ago.
Right.
It's all, who was it? All fucking Republicans and conservatives saying, this is outrageous. This woman should be done away with. But who defended fucking every other comedian? Who defended Gilbert Gottfried and Anthony Cumia and Daniel Tosh and these guys? It was all people on the right, while people on the left said, this is outrageous. You shouldn't be able to say any of this. You know all the people you call snowflakes and cucks and pussies? That's you now, you cowards. That's you. And Donald Trump, I don't even include in that, because he says things to get a reaction. He says things to support his base. But he was
like,
taking.
Did you hear?
He was taking a real victory lap.
Yeah. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's good. I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. And the NFL owners did the right thing if that's what they've done.
And can I tell you something? This is why, here's something I defend Trump on. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I have no allegiance to him. But I'll defend him on shit. When he says stuff like that, it's just him being an inarticulate horse's ass that reacts to things. Instead of what people want to spin that into is that he's saying people should be deported.
Right. All the Twitter headlines this morning.
He said the same thing every ignorant asshole says. Well, if you don't like it, get out. Move to France. Wherever. Move to Canada. Every asshole said that for years. That's all Trump is saying. If you don't like it, get the hell out of here. He's not saying I'm going to physically force you out. He's just being an ass, as he often is. But where I defend Trump is the far left says he said deported. He said deported. No, he didn't. You're taking him out of context. You're switching his words around. But this assholes on the other side that get mad that you're spinning Trump's words. How dare? Don't be a pussy. Don't take him out of context. Don't be a liar. Well, when you look at people and say, well, they're just kneeling because they want cops to die, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the exact same thing. When you equate Colin Kaepernick or Michael Bennett, well, they are probably dummies. I don't totally agree with their message. But when you equate them to cop killers, it's the same thing when you equate Trump to being a white supremacist. You're taking everyone out of context. When if you just looked at shit at face value, it's just people expressing themselves. And I hate to tell you, folks, most people are fucking morons. If
no
you
way.
Listen to this podcast for political insight, for anything more than a couple laughs at some blind asshole making a few jokes, then you're a fool. You shouldn't go to people in entertainment for your philosophical beliefs. That should never be the case. So don't get, and you know what? There's shit going on here too that, not only can I not comment, but I don't know anything about other than what, fans know, really. I essentially know more than anyone else. But there's shit going on here where there's people trying to take guys' words out of context and spin it into something that was offensive. A, that's a shitty thing to do no matter what. But if you're just doing it into the wind for no one to hear, then that's on you. That's your own thing. But when you start attacking advertisers, and I went on this rant early on in the show a few weeks back. But when you start attacking advertisers and things like that, what you're doing is not only attacking the job of the one person or the couple people that you think is an asshole, you're attacking a lot of innocent people's jobs. And that's what people don't realize, is they think they're being progressive and open-minded by saying, hey, you said something we don't like, so we're going to shut it down. Well, you're not just doing that. You're affecting a lot of innocent people that probably agree with you overall. You don't need to agree with everyone. Not every asshole needs a voice. And that's what social media has done, is it's given every person a voice. And you know what? That's fine if you use it correctly. If you just say, hey, I think you should be able to kneel, or if you kneel, you should fucking die.
Hey, speaking of
those, those are all valid opinions, but you shouldn't go and attack people's livelihoods.
Speaking of getting a voice on Twitter, did you see who is the newest tweeter, if you would?
I did.
Yes, he's here. He has arrived.
Mike Francesa.
The Pope has arrived. He has not unlocked 80% of Twitter's features yet.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't know there was things to unlock on Twitter.
Pull his Twitter up, because I'm curious what the Pope is tweeting about.
Let's hang on.
So I get a notification the other day. This is how, I'm a little scared of the internet world, because they know what I'm into. I get a notification on Twitter the other day that says, hey, someone you might want to follow, Mike Francesa. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I imagine it's a real bore. And while Dan pulls that up, I will just say,
damn internet and intercom.
but I will say that the fucking kneeling thing just bugs the shit out of me. Because it's like, you know, who's really that mad? Sunday Night Football was the highest rated show on television this year.
Are you ready?
So are people really not watching? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I saw, speaking of that, I saw it was the highest rated. It went down. They lost.
Of course
it
went down.
And when they went down, like by a million.
Of course it went down. Because people don't have cable anymore.
Right.
I'm subletting a place for the summer, and the people that live there are all young girls, like in their early 20s.
Yeah.
They don't have cable in the fucking house.
How are you going to watch the Home Run Derby?
I steal
All-Star Game.
I steal a friend's cable.
The ESPYs.
Yeah. I steal a friend's cable when I need to watch, the Red Sox or whatever. Or Brockmire, things like that. I steal cable. That's right. Come and get me.
Thief.
Come and get me, Comcast. I dare you.
I just signed up for Comcast Xfinity. I'm moving myself, Mike. So I have a nice two-hour window ahead of me.
You're a young man, so you have cable.
Yes.
But the problem is a lot of people are, and the people that have cable, it's a lot for sports and live programs.
Yeah.
Other than that, you don't really need cable.
See, it's not that I don't
want. If you look at the ratings are all that matters in that case. Because, yes, there's a million less people. There's also probably 10 million less people with cable.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good percentage for the NFL to lose.
You know, speaking of, so I was, doing the choosing of my cable package the other night, right? And like, I'm a big baseball fan. I want MLB Network. It's like, in order to get MLB Network, you have to get an additional 100 channels with MLB Network.
Right.
To get it.
Well, that's how they do it now. They bundle it.
But then they put up the sports and entertainment package, which is NFL Red Zone, ESPN Goal Line, and Full Court. So they want me to. I'm not going to pay for that now.
Most people aren't, because you can just get it in different ways.
Right.
It's cheaper to just buy, just have a PlayStation View or a Firefox or whatever.
But then they almost sucked me in, though. They almost sucked me in. They almost tricked me until
The way they still get you is that you have to pay for internet.
Right.
So it's almost like, well, if I'm going to the cable company for internet, why not just get cable?
Yeah.
That's why the NFL, here's a thing I always fucking say, is when I was a kid and Tagliabue was running shit, I can't count the number of times that I heard, boy, the NFL never makes a mistake. On big shit like this, the NFL never makes a mistake. And now it's just constant gaffes and not looking at the right things. And Goodell just being a fucking dummy. But this is the point I wanted to make before we get to Francesa. I'm very intrigued by the fact that he has Twitter. But the reason everyone's a hypocrite is because they say losing business. Well, if you're losing business, you gotta get rid of it. That's complete bullshit. Because say someone said something like, I want more female coaches in the league, and you had statistical proof that enraged so many people that people stopped watching. If you had evidence that saying, I want more females in the NFL, lost you ratings, they would never speak out against that. You know why? Because they don't want to hear the shit on Twitter. It's all based on Twitter. If there was statistical proof that if you had more white guys in the NFL, more people would watch, and that came out, they would never make a rule about that, because you couldn't. It'd be crazy. But when it's something they can get away with shitting on, when you can get away with shitting on people's beliefs, they'll do it. That's my problem with it. It's not about losing money. It's about the fact that they're afraid. People are so petrified of hearing shit on Twitter that they'll cower to whatever they want. So it doesn't necessarily matter the politics. It just matters the amount of outrage, the amount of fake Twitter accounts that people are willing to make to be enraged about an issue. So whether it's pro or against Donald Trump, as long as it involves Donald Trump, people are going to freak out about it and say we can never do this again. Have I got my point across?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready to get into
Francesa.
This. I'm ready. You ready?
Let's hear his tweets.
All right. So the first one.
This is the first one ever.
This is the first tweet.
Okay.
Long time coming. First time tweeting. Don't waste my time with dumb stuff.
Now, oh, Jesus Christ. First of all, I don't think this is him. It's verified as Mike Francesa, right? It is verified.
Yeah.
So he knows about it.
You think he has an assistant?
I would bet he's not tweeting. Here's what I would almost guarantee.
I want to believe it's him.
Part of his deal. Well, you'll know it's him if he starts. Here's how you'll know it's Francesa. If he starts replying and quote tweeting people, hey, you're a moron. You wasted your time to say that?
Not your bro.
If you start getting those, then you'll say, all right, maybe this is good old Mike. But I don't think it's him. I think what happened was when he came back to FAN, they said, we need you to have a social media presence because everyone does that shit now. They think that's very... It is important in a way, but for Francesa, I don't think it would be.
No.
Because I think the better accounts would be the ones making fun of him.
Yeah.
That's where they fucked up. If they did, in fact, make Francesa make a Twitter, then they shouldn't be attacking the accounts like that Funhouse that go after Francesa, because that promotes the show way more than Francesa tweeting about the Mets will ever do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, remember the build-up to his first tweet? I don't remember any such anything like with as much build-up to a first tweet as Mike's last week. Remember they were like, oh, yeah, he's going to go to the Twitter headquarters to send his first tweet in New York City.
Christ.
And then, so this is tweet number two.
Wait, I want to go back to the first one for a second. He said long time coming, right?
Long time coming.
Didn't he say, like, 5 years ago that he would never make a Twitter?
Yeah, I think so.
So how that wasn't that long time ago. You said you'd never do it.
Yeah.
In your entire life.
And don't waste his time.
And then you sign a new contract, so you just do it. Yeah, don't waste my time.
So tweet.
That's why I don't think it's him either. Don't waste my time with dumb stuff. It's almost like a catchphrase. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I could see him saying
tweet.
That.
Maybe. Let's hear the next one. Let's get some more evidence.
Tweet number two.
Yeah.
Thinking of broadcasting daily from the Twitter offices for the remainder of my career. This is an office building. Of course, NY City only.
Do they get more interesting than that or no? Are they all about that level?
Let's go to last Saturday. Justify faces the weakest Preakness field in recent memory. Looks to have everything his own way.
Okay, so it's a real. It's Mike Francesa's Twitter is about as much of a snooze fest.
Really good win for the Mets, but is Arizona kidding? You play third baseman back with no outs, runner on second, bottom of the ninth.
All right. Jesus Christ, Mike. First of all, obviously, Mike doesn't know what Twitter's for. I don't think it's just to get quick information out, not fucking give your entire game recap.
Oh, and then earlier this week there was that whole thing that he doesn't follow anybody, right? Or he doesn't like anybody. He had like three likes, and like one of them was the zone. But anyways, 2 days ago, although I haven't officially started following anybody yet, in parentheses, that is a very, all caps, big step.
He'll follow Mad Dog first.
I already follow a few people without pressing the button, so Mike doesn't know how to use the search feature.
That just feels like an assistant. If I could put money on this, I would bet.
At the top of his list is downtown Josh Brown of CNBC's Halftime Report.
I thought he meant the old Giants kicker.
I thought he meant Diamond.
That would be an interesting follow.
Then we got some show tweet like Pat Shermer on today's program at 4.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. Right. And then he starts tweeting about the anthem.
What does Mike say about
let's
that?
Let's see. We got the NFL continues to look scared and ridiculous in dealing with the national anthem.
Okay.
So here it's how it works. Either the home team has
So he's just explaining how it works.
Yeah, basically.
See, maybe it is him, because he obviously doesn't know.
The NFL needs to tackle the
issue. Just give
your
opinions, Mike.
A little pun there from Mike. Stand up. Let's see. Once again, the NFL shows no backbone, no courage, no conviction. This once great league has become a disgrace. I kind of feel like it's Trump.
there are a lot of similarities. There are a lot of similarities. They talk short, quick insults.
And then this is the other tweet I was mentioning, because I saw our friend Lucy Burge on Twitter. She tweeted something about the three tweets that he's liked. Two of them have been from Skip Bayless. And then the other one he liked his own tweets. And then it's almost like he's responding right to Lucy. Whoever cares about such things, I have never liked a tweet. Now get back to more important things.
You know what? Maybe it is him.
Maybe.
If he's responding like that, maybe that is him.
Yeah, terrible, unforgivable loss for the Mets.
Lucy, keep going after Mike on Twitter. I'd love a Francesa retweet of Lucy with some, hey, why don't you mind your business? Why don't you get out of here?
And then we have his
and by the way, Mike, the league isn't...
his last one.
Most people are taking a piss when the national anthem is sung. They're scratching their balls.
Trump
people
versus the NFL.
People are so disrespectful already.
Trump versus the NFL has been a total mismatch.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, and then in my first couple of days, this has been Twitter on training wheels. Just a couple of tweets. Haven't activated 80% of the features. In other words, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So I guess he hasn't tweeted videos or polls or
followed anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he does follow a select few.
Without pressing the button.
Yep.
Mad Dog will be the first, and that'll be a big thing. There'll be like an article on Awful Announcing about Mike Francesa's first Twitter follow.
First Twitter spat.
The other big news, I thought. We haven't heard from her in a while. So pretty much since we started this show, there hasn't been a lot of Jemele Hill news. Which is odd, because I must have missed a lot of stuff, because she was named the North American Black Journalist of the Year, which is fascinating, because I didn't know she was a journalist.
As someone who has a PhD in Twitter clapback, I'm here for it.
I thought her field was more in Twitter clapback. I always thought, I did not realize she was also a journalism major.
This comes down to a whodunit.
It certainly does. Apparently, that would be the North American Black Association of Journalists.
Y'all got it.
I knew it. I'm in.
Thank you, Michael. Dan, you're a Bruins writer, correct?
Oh, somewhat.
Cover the Bruins.
Yeah, for fansided.com. I'm a contributor. Michael,
is what Jemele Hill does journalism? No, right?
I mean, she gets a paycheck.
But so no. But even the shit she writes, it's like.
A writer.
Opinions. She's an editor. I mean,
op-ed.
Editorializer. Yeah, op-ed.
Yeah.
So, it seems odd to me.
Scribe.
Because even, you know what? Even if you want to pick a black, like Jason Whitlock is a guy that gives his opinion. So if you want to pick an opinionated person,
nobody likes his opinion.
Jason Whitlock's a lot more entertaining than Jemele Hill. All Jemele Hill has done in the last year is get fired from a show that nobody watched. And again, I don't think that's Jemele Hill's fault as much as it was Michael's. The show was very boring. And any time Jemele Hill wanted to do something interesting, Michael Smith just agreed with her, so who wants to watch that? I think if you put Kurt Schilling and Jemele Hill together, that would be an interesting show. But no one would ever do that. So I don't totally blame Jemele Hill. I think he says some interesting shit, a lot of which I don't agree with, but again, that doesn't matter. That doesn't make you unentertaining. There's too many people that think disagreeing with you makes you unentertaining now, or uninteresting. Not the case. Makes you even more interesting. But they put her with the wrong people, so she lost her job. Now she's been tucked away at what does she write for? What's it called? The thing she writes for?
Yeah.
The Undefeated.
Oh yeah.
So I guess she, but she's not a journalist. She's not breaking stories. You know, she's not uncovering scandals. So I don't get the journalism thing. Again, there's too much of this in society where it's just like, well, she's a name and she sparks a reaction. So let's give her this award. And that, but then when she actually says something interesting, the reason they're giving her that award is because she says things that bother people. The next time she says that, there will be a statement, you know, well, we don't condone this type of behavior. If we had any idea that Jemele Hill would say something this offensive, we never would have. And it's just like, you have to dance back and forth based on which way the wind is blowing. It's such bullshit. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of it anymore. I don't know, Dan.
I don't pay attention to her.
No one does, which is why.
Well, apparently you do.
I don't get the award. It's bizarre. It's baffling to me. The idea of this award. But she won, so congrats to Jemele Hill. I hope you cherish it forever, because I don't think there's much of a role for her at ESPN anymore. It's all gone. she's been overtaken by the great and highly paid Katie Nolan there. And speaking of ESPN wasting money, I shouldn't say wasting money. I think it was a good addition. But maybe more the UFC's mistake. I think this is the end of the UFC being cool. ESPN... ESPN paid $1 billion for the UFC over the next 5 years. I think the reason the UFC was getting popularity is because it was kind of it was an outsider's thing.
Right.
You know, it was on FS1, which no one really watches. It's these guys that could do whatever, Conor McGregor says whatever the fuck he wants. Now I think if you're tying ESPN to that, and Disney, mind you, I think that takes a lot away from it. I think there's going to be at least... down the road, especially if they stay with ESPN past the 5 years, you know, if they want to just go to ESPN to get some exposure and then leave, okay. But if they stay with ESPN, it's going to be a thing where eventually Conor McGregor starts getting suspended for shit that he says. Other fighters will start getting suspended for talking shit. It's not going to be the same because ESPN, if they have anything to do with it, is going to water it down. And the UFC is not the NFL, so they can't say, hey, shut the fuck up, we'll do whatever we want. They want that exposure of being on ESPN. So I think that's a bad move for the UFC. You just don't strike me as a UFC guy, Dan.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
It's becoming my fourth sport, probably. I'm becoming a big UFC guy. Slowly but surely.
I find McGregor entertaining.
McGregor's very entertaining.
Very entertaining. I got into the whole, when they did the boxing match last summer, the Mayweather-McGregor. I got into all that, and then, but no. I don't like anything really that's on pay-per-view.
No.
Because I just don't. I'm cheap.
You're cheap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fair.
I mean, I'm an assistant producer for a radio station.
You know, that's fine. Here's something I wanted to ask you about. Are you enjoying doing this podcast with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to get paid.
See, okay, I'm glad you said that, because this has been irking me for a few weeks. Is that I've gotten the vibe? I don't know. Most of this is probably my own self-conscious nature, where I just fucking think everyone hates me. But I've gotten the vibe that I you've said that on the air a few times. Do you think that's my fault? Like, you realize there's nothing I can do about that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that. No, okay. No. It's just like,
because there's been a few times where I've said shit and you're like, well, pay me. And I'm like, I don't know if he's being serious, because I don't get paid for this shit.
Good, I'm glad.
We work for Entercom. Look at where we are. The sign here still says WEI 850.
Oh, you can see that.
So, you know, they're not pulling out all the stops for fucking Blind Mike.
Be better. We'll be better.
So, I know you're being sarcastic a lot, but there's been a few times where I'm like, does he want me to pay him? Because I don't have
No.
Okay, all right.
I did enjoy that when you offered me lunch one day.
I did? Yeah, you had to stay. Well, that's how I got the best work out of you, is I made you stay for 6 extra hours.
Yeah.
And that was the day we got that Mike Francesa open. So I should start being more of a tyrant.
No. I think that was the week after. I think that was the week after. I think it was, we were waiting, because you were at an event somewhere when you were doing your street teaming duties.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it was the week after.
Yeah.
But,
You made Lucy. We had Lucy on.
I made Lucy.
You made
wait.
Both of
That's
us.
That's really what I felt bad about.
Oh, yeah.
You could have sat here all day. I felt bad making Lucy wait.
Some friend.
What do we have for time? I was going to throw in one more last thing.
We're at about the half hour mark.
Real quick, I don't know why this was a story. Maybe you can tell me better. I guess Deadspin exposed PFT commenter's name.
Oh.
Why am I supposed to give a shit about that?
I don't know.
And why did Deadspin give a shit about that?
I don't know why
Deadspin... Why did I see it 10 million times on Twitter, is what I'm asking.
Why does Deadspin really do anything that they do?
It's almost like they got turned down by a hot girl.
Yeah.
And now they're doing anything they can to get back at her.
Right. It's like, let's dig up anything on
but any even, but they're not. But they're not good at it.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, hey, do you know that she had sex with someone last week? And everyone's like, yeah, who cares? People do that now. It's 2018. Who gives a shit? And they're like, oh. They're like, this is PFT commenter's name. And as far as I could tell, he was kind of just like, yep, that's me, I guess. Like, you got me.
What is his name?
I don't even know. Oh, I didn't give it enough of a shit to look at it.
Yeah.
But I think the reason PFT commenter went by that is because he was legitimately a commenter who had a real job and didn't want his name out of it. Now he's making plenty of money at Barstool.
Yeah.
So I don't think he gives a shit if the world knows his name now.
Right.
It's very weird. Deadspin behaves very odd. And I'm glad Gawker was destroyed, and hopefully they're next.
The only time that I read Deadspin is right before NFL season starts when they do the Why Your Team Sucks article. And
I'm sure that's a real doozy.
I kind of skim through them because I only really skim through them to read the comments of the people that read it about their
team. Well, that's all, yeah.
Right. About their team.
That's so. The commenters are the best part of the website.
Yeah, it's like a glorified Reddit,
right.
I guess.
All right. So, folks, if you take any message away from me today, it would be, lighten the fuck up. Kneel, don't kneel. Who really cares at the end of the day? Am I right?
Yeah.
So, move on with your lives. The world, and that's the other thing too, real quick, is that when you go out in the world and talk to people, you realize most people do not give a fuck.
Nope.
Most people don't know if players are kneeling or not.
Nope.
It's this, I mean, maybe 1% of the population that says, oh my God, can you believe these players are kneeling? And then the other one goes, I can't believe people are mad about it. It's like, hey, you're both assholes. Just shut the fuck up. Let the rest of us watch some football. All right? That's it. Subscribe and give us a 5-star rating, please, so Dan can get paid.
Yeah.
Quit bitching at me about it.
Yeah.